Hi, Dr. Pinsky dictating. A male I am, Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Zeller, Z-E-L-L-E-R. Brandon Zeller is a 33-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/16/22. But at that time, he was hit on the left side of his face with a sledgehammer. But this caused him to lose consciousness. But he injured his face, including his cheek, nose, and teeth, and went to the emergency room that same day. But further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a facial fracture and broken nose. Brady underwent surgery for these on 9/22/22 and one more time perhaps. Brady had plastic surgery on his nose. Brady completed his course of active treatment in January 2022. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Zeller alleged he was hit with a sledgehammer on 9/16/22. Period. Medical records show he had numerous CAT scan studies whose results will be inserted here. Period. These were done in conjunction with a visit to the... Scratch that. He later was seen at the emergency room on 9/21/22, period. He was admitted to the hospital for more definitive treatment. Period, it was noted. He had a displaced fracture of the facial bone and was told by plastic surgery to come to the emergency department since he had pain in that area. Period. CAT scan showed displacement of the left nasal bone. Period. He underwent surgery on 9/22/22. Period. This involved closed reduction of displaced left nasal bone fracture by Dr. George Smith. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was difficulty breathing and displaced left nasal bone fracture with depressed nasal bone fracture. Period. Closed reduction of the nasal fracture was also performed. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Zeller was also seen by a dentist named Dr. Straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, on 10/24/22. Period. He was examined and underwent various x-rays. Period. The result were, quote, no findings, period, end quote, so no treatment was rendered. Period. He was not given any prescriptions or referrals. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a suntan that he attributed to recently being on vacation. Period. Head, eyes, ears. There were no visible scars about the face, nose, eyes, cheeks, or chin. Period. He related that his left anterior maxillary area had a dull sensation to touch, but pinprick sensation was intact. Period. On the left side of his nose and the maxilla, there were some other findings that I did not describe. Period. The rest of that is normal. Neurologic normal. Spine cervical normal. Impressions. Actually, the area of dullness was what I just described. It encompassed the left side of his nose and the anterior maxilla. Impressions. On 9/16/22, Brandon Zeller was struck in the face by a sledgehammer. Period. He evidently lost consciousness and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Period CAT scan of the brain was unremarkable. Period CAT scan of the facial bones showed certain fractures to be inserted here. Period, he had a repeat CAT scan on 9/21/22 to be inserted here. Period, the following day he had surgery by Dr. Smith to be inserted here. Period, Mr. Zealot was later seen by a dentist named Dr. Strait on 10/24/22. Period, he does not appear to have identified any abnormalities and did not prescribe any treatment or make any referrals. Period. New paragraph, he also related that it was a co-worker who was using the hammer when this incident occurred. Period. New paragraph, the current examination was unrevealing. Period, there was no nasal septal deformity. Period, he could breathe clearly through his nose. Period, there were no visible scars on the head, face, or nose. Period, he did have an area of dullness to touch along the left maxilla and left side of his nose. Period, he was neurologically intact. Period, new paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the face slash head. Period. He has made an excellent functional recovery. Period. Under present complaints, would you also add, he states he has about one headache per week. It starts on his upper nose and sinus area and then radiates up to his eyes. Period. And that should be the end.